Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
And good afternoon, morning, I think it is.
It's morning.
I don't know what time morning. It is. I don't think I've slept over the last 7 days with what's going on with the North Hills Fire. Of course, we've got that under control. And welcome into a Thursday. I know what day it is. Welcome into a Thursday edition of Coffee Break. Stuart Davis still in for Troy Shockley, who's on vacation and probably laughing at me as we speak right now. Of course, I'm joined by Kurt Kittleson. A big show we have. We're going to have Kevin Tenney from the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds joining us here momentarily. But right now, we're starting off with a fantastic guest new to the area. We've got Major Phil Smith with the Salvation Army here in the studio today to talk a little bit about the organization, and it's kind of a getting to know you segment. So welcome, Major Smith.
Well, good morning. It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, we're glad that you stopped in. Now, your predecessor, Rob Lawler, has moved to Salt Lake City, and so you come to us from where?
Well, my wife and I come from Seattle. Most recently, we were there for 4 years, and the role we played there was largely administrating over several metro service programs in the downtown community. So direct services, social work. We had a lot of residential programs, a lot of homeless services, sheltering individuals, and you know the need there is huge. There are a wide variety of other types of direct service programs that we oversaw.
And I'm sure that there are similarities around all areas with what you would see. But how does Helena, how is it different, and what are your plans now that you're here in the Queen City of the Rockies?
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, coming to Helena was just wonderful change of pace, but also just of scenery and community. Immediately, we were received by the folks that were expecting us to arrive with just warm hearts and greeting, and as though we've been here all along. And so that's been quite nice to come to a community that's just so warm and receiving. And people we meet just in the restaurants and even at the gas stations, you know, just treat us like we're neighbors already. So that's great. Well, but what I want to say about our plans is that we are hoping to be able to just continue the good work of our predecessors that have done some really amazing community networking and some direct service work with recent plans to expand that we need to now pick up the ball on and facilitate that expansion. And you may be aware that we provide a range of services from that location, and I can tell you about some of those.
I would love to hear, because most people, when they hear Salvation Army, they think the red kettles and the bells at Christmas time. And that organization, your organization, is so much more than that, and it helps in so many different ways. Speak a little bit about the different types of things and roles you play.
We are, you know, a service organization, most certainly. But first and foremost, we are a church, and we are a prominent church worldwide in the Protestant faith. And so the faith community has received us well over decades of having been in Helena. And we are an active member of the faith community. We have a church, and we worship on Sunday, and we have Bible studies during the week, a range of character building programs for families and youth, all centered around our community of faith. But in addition to that, and what the Salvation Army is most known for is our direct services to community. And then in Helena, some of those services come in the form of over-the-counter services to people who walk in needing help. And, you know, like many other service agencies, people would come through our door possibly for, you know, help with food or maybe a utility bill. Maybe they're needing some rental assistance due to a one-time event. You know, there's those types of, you know, services that we provide over the counter. We do a lot of referral work for things that we might not be able to facilitate directly. But we also have some residential programs connected to people in those similar scenarios that might need more ongoing help. And so we're able to temporarily house people and help them stabilize and rebuild their life while providing direct services.
Again, we're speaking to Major Phil Smith. He is new to Helena as he is coming to us from Seattle. The Salvation Army, the nomenclature, you hear Army, you hear Major. Talk a little about, because you said with Major, that actually that means something different.
Right. Well, so people often ask me, why all the military lingo? Why the uniform? And why do you refer to your church as a corps? You know, and that we are very unique in that regard. And it tends to throw people off from identifying us really in their own understanding as another church in the faith community in town. But we are. And so the term major and officer designation is really equated similarly to that of pastor or priest or reverend or minister in some other church affiliation. You know, that's the equivalent thereof. And the military term of ranking is really just a designation of years of service and responsibility, degrees of responsibility. And we've been officers, my wife and I, for 23 years. We served in San Francisco for 10 years and did a lot of direct service work in rehabilitation and ran shelter work and treatment programs there. We also had a church, a core, targeting really a recovery population, which is where our heart is. So people in who are experiencing addiction and need help in recovery, we have a heart for that. And actually in Helena, we're hoping to reach out to the AA community and the NA community to provide a home maybe for a meeting if there's a need out there. And we're just trying to tap some of that right now to find out if there is a need. But we also would love to build a Celebrate Recovery program, which is a faith-based approach to the familiar framework of AA. And so we've done all that. And that's something that Helena Salvation Army has not provided up to this point. So we can bring that familiarity to this location here, and maybe there's a need in Helena that we can tap into in that regard. So,
well, a lot of great events going on, and of course there is a need that you obviously are going to fill. This morning, you mentioned something that kind of from North Carolina, it resonated with me. A Billy Graham breakfast this morning and could you talk about that?
Right. Well, my predecessor was on the leadership team with this Big Sky event, which is happening in September, and today we at our location, the Salvation Army, we are hosting the pastor's prayer breakfast. Okay. So all of the churches in town that are going to be involved in September for the actual event are gathering for prayer and some additional information and one last push for training. And that's happening right now as we speak, and we're privileged to host that for our faith community and for this event.
Could you talk a little bit about the event in September itself, though, as you move forward?
Well, the Big Sky event is on the 6th, 7th, and 8th of September at the fairground. And so churches are playing a major role in respect to responding to what the Billy Graham Association is going to bring forward in those meetings at the fairground. So the response from the public is where the faith community in Helena picks up. You know, we're hoping that we're reaching people who might not have ever heard the gospel, you know, over that weekend. And in response to those meetings on the 6th, 7th, and 8th, the faith community needs to make connection with those individuals and welcome them into, you know, the faith community and do follow-up work to make sure that they don't get lost in the aftermath of such a wonderful event.
So. Yeah, and again, doing great things throughout the community throughout the year, not just at Christmas time, folks, but donations can always be accepted and always be given. Can you talk a little bit about how people can contribute to the Salvation Army?
Sure. The Salvation Army website is easily found if you just, you know, Google Helena Salvation Army, and you'll find our website quite easily. And it's on Facebook as well. And contributions can be made online in a number of formats. And so you'll find that when you hit the website. But you can always mail checks to our location on Henderson Road, can call and we can help talk you through any type of donation you might be interested in providing. We're not in terrible need of in-kind donations at our facility. We don't have the means to warehouse items, and we don't have a thrift store, and we don't push product out the door like you might find in other scenarios with other agencies. So in kind, we're not in terrible need of, but there is a little bit of that. And we could talk about that if you were to make a call and talk to our social service folks. I do want to tell you about our gym program. One of the things that we've gotten off the ground in recent years is a pretty significant programs around sports teams. And uniquely, my predecessor created an opportunity for high schoolers to be involved in athletics, competitive athletics, playing against other schools, other teams, just like they would on their JV or their varsity high school team. But they didn't maybe make those teams because they were cut, or maybe they didn't have, for some reason, weren't able to participate. Well, we created a league called FIRE, and the FIRE teams compete just as they would in the high school scenario. And so that's taken off real well. It's a no-cut opportunity. It's at low cost. Parents are required to participate. And so
what are the ages for that?
Yeah, they're high school age, you know, freshmen.
So it's not like middle school and elementary school.
No. It's high school kids. And volleyball and basketball right now is just getting ready to launch. They're practicing right now. And so our gym seems to be meeting a need in this town, I'm finding out, is that there's not a lot of gyms where people can, if you're not a high school, but you are participating in those types of sports where you have an opportunity to play and or practice. And so we're growing making that available to those types of teams and coaches who are looking for a place. We also are hosting other groups indoors that just need a place to come inside, even during the winter, for a variety of indoor activities. And so give us a call if that sounds like anything that might meet your need as an organization or as a group looking for some indoor space. That's how we would like to make our gym available. And so just be aware of that and love to tell you more.
Well, and we've loved having you. Your worship service, and I did not realize this, that you offered the worship service. Tell me when and where those are again for the Sunday and weekday worship services.
Yes, we're on Henderson Road, and it's 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. We actually have a adult fellowship prior to that, where Sunday school is 10 o'clock, and we have coffee and fellowship, and we get in the Word, and then we worship together at 11. And my wife and I are the ministers and bring the Word every Sunday, and we have a great time in a nice, intimate congregation that is very welcoming and open. So,
it's been nice getting to know you, and I'm sure the rest of the community will see Major Phil Smith around, as he is now in the Helena area doing great things with the Salvation Army. Major Smith, thank you so much for coming on Coffee Break this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Don't go anywhere. As we come back, we'll have Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds Director Kevin Tenney. We'll talk all about the most recent Last Chance Stampede and Fair, and what's up next at the Fairgrounds. That's still to come here on Coffee Break.
I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Now, back to our show.
Unfortunately, Kevin Tenney not able to join us this morning from the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds, but have no fear. We always have a backup plan, and this might be better than the initial guest, because we have Whitney Fisher, one of our colleagues here, who has come on, because we have a great event happening this weekend over at the dog park.
We do. Thank you guys for letting me come over here, because I think that this is going to be just a spectacular event, and the fact that the Montana Radio Company is getting behind it all the way around, and that the community is really jumping on board with it, is just going to make it that much more spectacular. So There is an entire event going on, and if you've never been to the Paws Park down in Centennial Park, this is going to be an event that's going to blow you out of the water, not just because of the weather is going to be absolutely brilliant this weekend, but it's also got a lot of other things going on around it. So we're asking the community to show up to the Centennial Park for the dog park. There's going to be a great shade presentation. This brand new shade structure is being presented by Lithia. And it is for people, which is nice. Because if you've ever been to the Centennial Dog Park, it's a great space for all of the animals. But especially on these hotter days, it gets a little toasty. And there is that awning that has the picnic tables and stuff under there. But when you have a large amount of people, it's a little bit harder to squeeze everybody in. So the shade is going to be fantastic for all of us to keep our skin safe and to give us a little break from the weather. That means that the animals can go and have fun if it's raining, if it's sunny, and it's going to be just a wonderful structure. All thanks to Lithia and the fine folks at the Centennial Dog Park. So what does that mean for you?
Yeah, I was going to say, because I was in this, you've been planning this event for quite a while now. This is a real big time event that you guys are putting on. And I was in some of those preliminary meetings, and there were some really, they say no idea is a bad idea. And we threw some stuff against the wall to see if it stuck. But where do we land?
Some of the ideas may not have been the best idea.
No, we will save those for another day.
I just love seeing how many people we have in our community and under this roof of the Montana Radio Company that really care about animals. And we love that Helena is more and more becoming an animal community where there are events like this that can happen. So we had a lot of ideas on how to make this more and more fun. But the entire thing is going to kick off at 9 o'clock. And we're going to have a couple of different contests with prizes that you can either enter to win or you can win on site. Now, I will give you a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, elbow in the ribs hint that there is some perks to showing up to this event. So if you have an animal, a dog, that you think may be the tallest or shortest in the community or possibly knows the best trick in the community, if you're a person who takes great pleasure in dressing up your dog in silly costumes, you're definitely invited to come down. There's going to be a peanut butter eating contest and really just a lot of fun and frivolity celebrating our companions.
Now, this is for the dogs, but if somebody doesn't have a dog and maybe they want to, are there going to be some vendors? Are there going to be some organizations there that maybe the Humane Society is involved?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of really great people that are going to be there. And even if you don't have your animal with you, you can still come and take part in the entire celebration. There's going to be several great businesses and organizations represented there. Premier Mobile Pet Care will be on hand. Valley Vet will be there. Yes, the Lewis and Clark Humane Society will be there. Sky Hay Kennels will be there. Revitalizing Health Technologies, Dogs We Treat, 406 Pet Crematory, and Petco are all going to be out there.
So stop, a pet crematory.
Yes.
That is the thing now.
It is. And
it means what I think it means.
Yeah, it does. There's people there and businesses there to represent your pet's needs in all stages of life. So if you're thinking about getting a brand new puppy, or if you know that you have an aging dog or cat or whatever the case may be, there will be somebody there for you. And it's not just for dogs. There's going to be folks there that are representing a wide swath of animals and beloved pets. So, yeah, you don't have to bring your animal with you. Maybe you have one that doesn't quite get along with large crowds like mine. I've got one that is just, that's not a good idea. We're not going to bring the hound.
Right. We won't if it don't have a dog, that say don't make any quick movements or look the dog directly in the eye. I mean, they're wonderful pets, I'm sure, but if they're not good in social settings, this probably isn't the event for them.
Yeah, and we do trust that people know their animals really well, and the city ordinances are posted on great big signs on what kind of animals are welcome at the pet. So as long as we're following the city rules, it's still going to be a really good event. I'm going to be leaving my animals at home just because I know that it's a little bit overwhelming, but I'm still going to be taking part in the booths. And no party is a party unless there's food, and there will be food.
There will be food. Now, again, food. This is at the Paul's Park. If people aren't familiar with the park, location, time, can kind of give the salient details.
Yeah, so Old Glory, the great big flag, is in Centennial Park. And Pad for Paws Foundation has this great dog park in that same location. So the 3-on-3 basketball tournament is going to be going on at the Y, and then there's a brew event that's going to be going on in Memorial Park. So we would recommend that you park by the ball fields if you can. Drive safely, drive slowly. There's a lot of things that are going on. Kids and pets are going to be darting in and out of cars, so just be safe. If you'd like to, you could also park across the street at Memorial Park and take that little tunnel underneath the road. It's a little walking path that people forget. I forget about
it. I never knew it existed.
Yeah, it's very convenient. It's got the path right along, and you can get from both places quite easily and avoid that traffic. There might be some parking on the south side of that parking lot as well, but lots of stuff going on that you can kind of bounce back and forth from. And if you're really up for a stroll, of course, Farmer's Market's going to be going on Saturday morning as well. So,
Kirk Kittleson, are you a dog person?
I'm not well, I love dogs. I just don't own one.
You do not own one at this present time.
We have a cat.
You're a cat guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Because people were talking about they could bring their cats, but you don't really walk a cat on a leash. That cat kind of does its own thing.
Yeah.
I would trust most pet owners to know their animals and would suggest a few extra pieces of care and concern and caution, because there are going to be hopefully a lot of animals. We really want this to be a great turnout, because the more we can do this year, the bigger and better we can make it for the years to come. I know that the businesses are really excited, and if you think that you have a safe animal and are following the rules of the city, I will leave that to the owners.
Yeah,
I guess I kind of imagined more dogs at a dog park.
Well, no, that makes sense. But you never know. The guy might or gal might say, you know, my cat was raised with dogs and it thinks it's a dog.
It thinks it's a dog.
So that's good for the cat. But the other dogs that are at the park know
they may not understand.
They
that
might not
much,
understand
yeah.
that cat is.
They're probably
going to
see that cat and think, oh, a cat.
Yeah.
Not.
So if you probably leave your chickens and iguanas and cats at home for this particular event,
yeah,
and there might be
leave
something
your llamas at home.
The llamas,
unfortunately for me.
Do you have a llama?
No.
Oh.
I would just want to see other people's
llamas. That would be fantastic. I like a llama a lot. And I do appreciate you coming on here in a pinch to talk about what is going to be a wonderful event. Now, time again, give me one more time, what time to get started.
Yes, it'll be this Saturday, August 3rd from 9 to noon. Come on down, celebrate the new shade area being put on, presented by Lithia. It's going to be a whole morning of fun and frivolity. Stay as long as you'd like, mingle, and I hope to see a whole lot of people there.
I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful event. I myself will be at Sears with Power Tools doing a remote there that day. So I'm not going to be able to make it to the dog park.
All right, I'll take pictures for
please
you.
Do so. Please do so. Whitney Fisher, thank you so much for coming on and talking all about the great event that's taking place at the Paul Park this Saturday. Kirk Kittleson, still got a couple of minutes to go.
Yes, we do.
As we wrap up here on a coffee break Thursday. As far as the fire, just want to give a heads up once again that this morning at 10 a.m., Sheriff Leo Dutton is going to meet with other fire officials, including the Type 2 Incident Management Team, the local fire chiefs, including Bob Drake, Wally Jester, John Naylor. Everybody is going to come together and see if they are able to lift those evacuations, and we should get that information out around 11 a.m.
Well, some
morning.
People got to go home yesterday, so that was good news, and apparently they got a little bit of a better handle on the North Hills fire. With 50% contained now, so that's good news.
Yeah, they're feeling good about it. Anytime they can start sending the firefighters home and back to their regions and giving the equipment back, that means they feel pretty good again with 50% containment. No structures were damaged. And these guys literally, at one point on Saturday, were fighting fires in people's backyards. It's really a remarkable job what these volunteers, and that's who a lot of these guys were, in our community.
Our volunteers are always the first ones on hand there. And again, that's volunteer, big underline there. If you can help them out, do so monetarily. You can drop off those checks to any one of your local fire departments or give it to the rural fire councils.
Yeah, I believe Safeway, Eric Dowell at Safeway over at 611 North Montana is taking donations also. And again, that's all going to go to the Rural Fire Council and the Rural Fire Department. So that money will stay here. I know Bob Drake, because the roads were so bad, they were tearing up a lot of equipment up there trying to get to that rough terrain. So any kind of monetary donations you can give to help these guys get back on their feet would be fantastic.
And volunteering. Yes. If you are able to do so, volunteer. They always need people, and they can do them in any kind of situation.
Yep.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.